The ruling settles a dispute that began in the 1990s when the Milwaukee Symphony first started filing for a sales tax refund based on their status as an educational organization. The Symphony's mission statement says its purpose is to educate the public and promote appreciation of orchestral music, and therefore their tickets should be tax exempt. But the court ruled in favor of the State Department of Revenue, which argued that Symphony tickets are taxable. Stephanie Marquise is a spokeswoman for the DOR.
The Supreme Court affirmed that the admission tickets for the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra are actually for entertainment events and are therefore then subject to the sales tax and the sales tax that we have been requiring under state law for the symphony to pay.
Symphony administrators are disappointed by the ruling, but Marketing Vice President Susan Loris says it won't have an impact on the orchestra's finances.
The sales tax has been paid with general operating funds and has not been collected from our customers, and we will continue that practice.
Laura says that means ticket prices won't be going up. If the court had ruled in favor of the Milwaukee Symphony, the state could have been ordered to pay the organization a tax refund of more than $700,000. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.